Freedom spoken here. This is Talk Radio 570 KVI.
I'm one of the ones who could take the money and run and retire, but I'm not going to do that. People didn't do it for me. I'm not going to do it for the people that don't work here yet. And it means that we are strong to protect those who haven't even been hired to blow yet.
Welcome back to The Commute with Carlson. Lars Larson sitting in for John. The number 888-312-5757. If you want to join the conversation on this Thursday morning, it's a real pleasure to welcome a KVI listener who's also a Boeing machinist. And Gerald Keener is with us. Mr. Keener, I understand you just got off shift.
Yeah.
So you're headed home, and you were one of the ones that voted no on the contract, along with two-thirds of your union brothers.
Well, probably my attitude kind of dictates, I mean, it kind of shows just the way I voted and not necessarily telling how I voted, but I have been with them nearly 25 years, and I've been through all four strikes, and we don't necessarily say we'll just strike any time. We've always looked at the proposals, looked at them very good, and we stand when we stand, and we concede when we concede. We 2 years ago, they pulled a rabbit out of the hat, and we looked at it and said, okay, we'll take this for the max. You know, we don't want to be negotiating during the build and the build-up of this, and it wasn't that bad of an offer. It had some ugly things in it, but that's the way it goes. But this one, with 25 years, I have my this pension is something I rely on for the stability of my retirement. And to freeze it and give me something I can't rely on is something that I just couldn't go for.
Why couldn't you rely on a 401k? Because that's where most of the rest of America is a 401k, and they perform very nicely.
Yeah, for some they perform nicely, but can you predict the market? I can't.
And no, so I don't expect life to give me guarantees. I invest. I don't do the investment. Obviously, I trust that to people who know what they're doing, just like Boeing trusts you to do the machining work on an airplane. I could never do that job either. But I'm curious, do you think the company isn't serious when they say, if you aren't willing to take this offer, we're prepared to build planes somewhere else? Not that we're going to shut down in Washington State, but the new work may go somewhere else in the country or somewhere else in the world.
Well, you tell me how serious they are. When they come to us and they say, 30,000 to 35,000 workers, we need you to concede, you to give up, but there's 80,000 commercial workers, not to mention 100-some thousand Boeing employees, that they didn't approach and say, you give up your pension. Now, if Boeing corporate would have come to us and said, we're in this together, and said, we'll be willing to give up some of our pension, and we're in this together, we'll all give it up together, fine, I'd have said, great. We're, you know, I'm willing to go all together. But when you single out just the machinist, where's the SPIA people in this? They just negotiated a contract a year ago. Wasn't this a hindsight then? Why weren't they involved in this? You know, we're not the only ones. We have to look out for our future. We don't need, you know, I don't necessarily feel like I can be the Santa Claus for the whole Puget Sound just because they're promising all these jobs. The last time you guys put all these legislature out and promised them good things, they took it to South Carolina anyway. So is their promise any better?
I'm talking to Gerald Keener, who's a Boeing machinist. Well, Mr. Keener, let me put it right back at you. I'm a Washington State resident. I pay Washington taxes. The legislature just agreed to give $8 billion to keep Boeing in this state. In other words, I'm going to help pay to keep your job in the state. That doesn't benefit me directly, and yet that's what the state's representative voted for. So we're saying we're putting $8 billion toward keeping your job in this state. And we don't get much of anything back from it directly. So we're in this game with you, but you're saying we're not willing to be paid the same kind of wages as South Carolina. I understand it. I don't like taking lower wages either, although I've done it any number of times, including just a couple of years ago, because I said I want to be able to keep doing the work that I'm doing, and I'm happy doing that work. I'll take a reduction because I understand I have to stay competitive.
Yeah. Well, you know, when you retire, you know, and you get all of your 401k all set up, you know, as you know, we do have the pension now. We do have a 401k, and they've just offered this other deal that's some sort of pension where they would contribute and we would control it in the way it's invested. I'm not sure I like that, you know,
Let me go back to the question I asked you a moment ago. What happens when Boeing says we weren't bluffing, as they have said they're not bluffing, and we're not coming back to the table, and you just voted to commit professional suicide?
Maybe. Maybe not. You know, I can't
read. I understand, but what do you do at the point where the company says, we told you this wasn't a bluff, we're not coming back to the table, we're not changing the offer, and you've just turned us down and we'll go elsewhere, because the rest of the world is full of companies that are bidding to build parts of Boeing planes?
Well, I'm man enough to take my lumps. We made the decision to do that. And surely, something, it may or may not work out. And then we all know that. And everybody outside the Boeing company can be armchair quarterbacks and say, shoulda, woulda, coulda, this is what we should have done. But we make our decisions, and we're on the inside. We see this stuff every day. We deal with the managers every day. We know what these people are like. And we make our decisions from our perspective. We are the Boeing worker. I mean, what better people would know whether these people I don't say they're bluffing. There is a big element of this that is true. I'm sure, and we do know the competitiveness of this corporation is tough. But we also know that they can do better to make that more competitive.
You know,
our bench.
When you go out to get a new roof put on your house or buy a new automobile, do you look for the best price you can find?
I certainly do.
And if somebody says, I won't sell you that car for anything less than this price, and that price is too high, you walk out the door, right?
It's true. But
I'm afraid that's what Boeing's going to do to you.
They possibly will. But, you know, like I said, I brought it up the last time. In 2003, all of these concessions were made for Boeing. They said they were going to do all this stuff right here in the Puget Sound, and they went to South Carolina anyway. What makes it you think they're not going to do that anyway, even after the state legislature passed all this good stuff, and if we'd have passed it, they possibly would have done it anyway.
You make a very good point. Mr. Keener, I wish you well. God bless you, and thank you very much. I hope it works out well for you. Gerald Keener, who's a worker at Boeing, thank you, sir. I very much appreciate it. Back in just a moment.